Psalm 32, verses 1 through 7. That's our passage today as we continue to journey through the psalm. This is written by David. David says, "Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord does not count against them, and in whose spirit is no deceit. When I kept silent," David said, "my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long, for day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you, did not cover up my iniquities. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave me the guilt of my sin. Therefore, let all the faithful pray to you while you may be found. Surely the rising of the mighty waters will not reach them. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance." Sin sits heavy on the soul, doesn't it? The offenses we committed never wander far from our mind. When the memory of sin resurfaces, so does the guilt. Sin keeps us chained to a pole of shame, paralyzed with self-regret. As long as we keep silent, there we stay, tethered. For David, the guilt of sin took a physical toll. He writes that his bones wasted away through the constant groaning. He felt God's hand heavy on him. Sin sapped his energy like the sun on a hot summer's day. Sin is not simply a spiritual issue. It wears on our bodies, our spirits, and our minds. Worn out by sin, David turned to the only one who could bring him relief. When he confessed his sin, God forgave the guilt. He removed the heavy burden and replaced it with peace. You know what? He'll do the same thing for you. He'll forgive the guilt of your sin. Father, we pray this prayer. We know that when our sin is heavy on us, we can bring it to you. And for those whose sin is weighing them down, we can say we are tired of carrying it around and covering it up. We confess our sin to you. We ask your forgiveness. Please replace the guilt with songs of deliverance. In Jesus' name, amen.